Hare Krishna. I have a question from a Prema Vilas Das in Mauritius who writes, is it offensive for a devotee to chant his rounds outside the temple when Mangal Arati is going on inside, especially if the devotee is in a position where he is single and does not work or have any specific responsibility to carry out during the day? Is it right to think the Mangal Arati is more of a luxury and that we should not waste time and better chant our rounds so as to finish as early as possible? The question is sort of narrows in on a certain class of devotee. Let me answer it in a more broad context. Certainly, Mangal Arati is not a luxury. And just in the way that the question was phrased, devotees should attend Mangal Arati. They should see Mangal Arati to be as important as all other parts of their devotional life. True, chanting Hare Krishna is more important than any other activity. But just because it's more important doesn't mean that other activities can be neglected. Breathing may be more important than anything else that we do, because without it we don't live for more than a couple of minutes. But that doesn't mean we don't drink water. It doesn't mean that we don't eat. Breathing does not preclude other activities. They also need to be done. That makes for a balanced life. And that's what Krishna actually instructs us to lead. He instructs us to lead a balanced life. So he says, yuktahara viharascha yuktachetasukaramasu. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too little. So he says, find the right balance. Live a balanced lifestyle. So in terms of our Krishna conscious practices, we also need to find what is actually the balance. And in terms of sadhana, we don't really need to have to figure it out, because Srila Prabhupada has already given us what that balance is. In a letter, Prabhupada wrote that the acharyas, and I think he mentions Rupa Goswami, have designed the morning program, evening program, our daily schedule, in order that we get an opportunity to be absorbed in Krishna and thus purify our hearts by chanting Krishna's name, by remembering, hearing about him, by associating with devotees, by taking prasadam. It's all one part of a holistic package. It's not a either or thing. It's just and. You meant to include and begin your day with Mangal Arati. Mangala, it makes things, everything, very, very auspicious. I need to interrupt here and just say that, although I, speaking about Mangal Arati and morning program, unfortunately for the last 2 years I've really, really been remiss at attending both Mangal Arati and morning program. Since I've been so absorbed with Navabraja Mahima, I just rise in the morning and begin to write. But it's not something that I recommend. It's not something that I plan on continue doing. And let me add that I really, really miss, we were just discussing this with Keshav Bhardi Maharaj, I really miss actually that wonderful, peaceful atmosphere standing in front of here, especially in Radisham, and the Devotees Association, and just being able to glorify, meditate on Spiritual Master and their lordships. And then I have Tulsi Puja. All of these things are so, they're actually such wonderful activities in the way that in the spiritual world, every morning the gopis have Mangal Arati when Radha and Krishna rise, so that whatever obstacle may be there in the way of their meeting later during the day, it gets wiped away. Similarly, whatever obstacle may be there in our attaining Krishna consciousness or in our lives, by Mangal Arati, these things are swept away. Life is made auspicious. We have a good start to the day. We're living in the material world, so don't expect it to be problem-free. But Mangalartik starts us off on the right footing, certainly better than the way non-devotees get up in the morning, reach for a cigarette, reach for, turn on the television, reach for who knows what can of beer, and things like that, or whatever things people do nowadays. And so we shouldn't be selective, especially now, for those devotees who are living in a temple, who are full-time engaged, who are not married. They certainly have the every opportunity to do the needful and to have the morning program as Srila Prabhupada asked us to have. And there's a concession for family, for devotees with young families, with babies. It's really a difficult situation. They have to really sort of flow with the punches, or they really have to roll with the punches. Whatever circumstances arrange, then they work around that. But the good thing is, the children do grow up. And when they do grow up, then that gives us the opportunity, as they become older, to rise in the morning with them and go to the morning program, where they can also be engaged and they can also participate and they can also lead and perform these activities themselves. Yes, it's something that we want to do. And then if for some reason devotees aren't near the temple and they live at a distance and they have to work early, then somehow or another incorporate it into your home life. Temple isn't the only place that one can have Mangalartik and one can practice Krishna consciousness. That everyone knows. So let's do it at home. Let's chant Hare Krishna at home, and let's have Mangalartik at home. And if you can't do it at 4:30, then do it at 5:30 or do it at 6. And if you don't have a 3-hour or a 4-hour morning program, if you have a half an hour morning program, but have the morning program, have the elements there, so that you don't lose out on those kind of wonderful transcendental benefits, especially in our aggressive, passionate world that we're living in, where people are just running around here and there, everyone's got so many things to do. We need to be able to just slow down a little, relax, put some time and energy into practicing Krishna consciousness. No doubt it's a difficult thing maintaining oneself as a grihastha. But if one sets priorities, then it will work. And so we need to have these as priorities. Do we value Mangalarti? Do we value these things? And if we value them, then somehow or another we'll figure around how to do them. It just brings to mind on the articles. You'll see the article from BBC that I put on. And it's about this man who decided to donate $1 million during the course of his life. And he's just an ordinary man on an ordinary wage. And he explains the psychology behind why he thinks he should give and how he gives 10% off the top of what he makes without getting mental about it, and then just adjusts his life accordingly. So it's another topic, but I'm just saying it's a priority. If something's a priority, if something's a value, then we'll arrange our lives around it. So similarly, we need to actually really value these things. If we understand what Mangalartik is, if we value it, then we'll do it. And we'll know that everything has its particular place. And we shouldn't sacrifice any of these, especially full-time devotees. Brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, sannyasis are very fortunate in that they have this opportunity to actually have a full morning and evening program, what to speak of, morning, evening program as well, in which they can get real full benefit and full taste of all of these Krishna consciousness activities, which when one becomes in a full-time householder, but particularly if he's working outside, it becomes more and more difficult to actually coordinate and organize both the family as well as just work and the requirements of maintenance in order to get full program that Prabhupada gave. So for those devotees, they shouldn't neglect this wonderful opportunity that they have, talking about the full-time brahmacharis and so on. And the other devotees, they should prioritize and try to organize their time in life that they have somewhere within their Krishna conscious state, the time in which they can have all of these activities, whether it's all abbreviated, it's done in a shorter period, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it's squeezed together somehow or not, or separated. But if we're serious about being Krishna conscious, then we'll make efforts to be so. And when Krishna sees that we make those efforts, then Krishna will carry what we lack and protect what we have. We may think we don't have enough time, but Krishna will make our time more efficient in order that we're able to actually worship Him, because He can do anything, and He will facilitate our lives in order to make it possible for us to serve Him nicely. Hare Krishna.